from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Chloe. August 15th. 10 stories, 1 trial, 3 reviews, 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from Adelangi. Cream corn with sweet and salty cucumbers and a mushroom ceviche salad. Today I sat down to write about what to eat when it's hot, and it seemed like it was going to be short and simple. Eat something cold. I want to eat ice cream and cold noodles when all I can think about is how unbearable it is outside. I want a salad and a cold soup, and to avoid, by all means, switching the oven on. In reality, cold food or cooling food isn't so easy to define. Next. Second, from Andringayan. Cooking Thai. Peek inside our new cookbook for great Thai food at home. A new Thai cookbook is coming out on August 25, titled Cooking Thai. The authors recently held a preview talk on Zoom, where they discussed how they structured the book and collaborated on its content. The talk is available to watch, and it covers topics such as wine pairing, fresh coconut milk, and tofu substitutions. The authors appreciate the questions from attendees, including those from as far away as New Zealand. If you're interested in the book, you can pre-order it at a local bookshop or online vendor, or attend one of the upcoming book talks in the Bay Area. Up next, third from Tell Me Three Good Things, 14 August 2020, 6 till the Three Good Things. So, I was reading this really sweet post from someone who's focusing on the positives in their life. They mentioned a few things that made their day better, like having orange tulips on their kitchen table, which is just a nice touch. They also made a peach and blueberry crisp, which sounds delicious. What really stood out to me, though, was that they've started taking daily walks again after being sick. It's great that they're prioritizing their health and getting back into a routine. They even managed to fit in a walk on a busy day, despite the rain, which is pretty impressive. It's a good reminder that even small things can make a big difference in our day. Taking a walk, enjoying some nice flowers, or baking something tasty can all contribute to a more positive outlook. The post ended by asking the reader to share their own good things, which is a nice way to encourage people to reflect on the positives in their own lives. It's a small but lovely post that's all about appreciating the little things and taking care of oneself. The fact that they had to push themselves to go for a walk, but still did it, shows that they're committed to their well-being. Overall, it's just a really uplifting and relatable post. The whole thing is just a nice reminder to slow down and enjoy the small pleasures in life. We can all learn from this approach and try to focus on the good things, no matter how minor they may seem. It's a great way to cultivate a more positive mindset and appreciate the everyday moments that make life worth living. And then, fourth from Vinay Prasad's observations and thoughts. A cluster randomized trial of HEPA filters is strikingly negative. The study was a cluster randomized trial that put HEPA filters in the bedrooms of nursing home residents and compared them to identical rooms without filters. Because nursing homes house people who are especially vulnerable to respiratory infections, any benefit should show up clearly here. Over the winter season, the researchers counted how many respiratory infections each resident got. The filtered rooms averaged 0.99 infections per person, while the control rooms averaged 1.04. Statistically, the adjusted incident rate ratio was 0.92 with a 95% confidence interval of 0.64 to 1.33, and the value was 0.67, meaning there was no meaningful difference between the groups. So far, this is the only cluster randomized evidence we have on HEPA filters affecting clinical outcomes, and it shows no benefit. The takeaway is that, at least for this high-risk population, adding HEPA filters didn't reduce winter respiratory infections, and we still need stronger data before spending large sums on such interventions. Next, fifth from Dr. Gator between a shot and hard place. Stop states from punishing families for medical and religious choices. A recent study found that families can face varying rules regarding medical and religious exemptions depending on their state of residence. This can affect school attendance, employment, and participation in public life. The author of a petition believes that families should have access to accurate information, honest conversations about benefits and risks, and physicians who can help them make thoughtful decisions. They're calling on lawmakers to protect meaningful medical and religious exemptions and preserve informed consent. The petition argues that an individual's ZIP code shouldn't determine whether their conscience is respected. The author believes that collecting signatures will help move the conversation forward and make it harder for lawmakers to ignore the issue. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.